Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
That's right. Liam gets the perfect gift. Blake might act like a kid, but he doesn't deserve to be kidnapped. And how can one kiss make you feel so guilty? I know how. We're talking CW's Dynasty Season 3, Episode 18. You make being a priest sound like something bad. What's up, everybody? Maddie, how are you?
I'm good. Happy to be back. This is a crazy episode, as always.
It is a crazy episode. We are one episode off. I apologize. I had some technical difficulties. However, we are skipping a week. So just to let every Dynasty fan know, we're on episode 18. Episode 19 will be on time next week. They did skip a week for Dynasty, of course, due to the coronavirus, where a lot of episodes and a lot of shows on CW have had to limit and shift their schedules. And we are talking CW's Dynasty Season 3, Episode 18, You Make Being a Priest Sound Like Something Bad. So, Maddie Pox is in the building.
I love the name of the episode. It is so fitting. So I'm shipping the relationship with Father Collins and Crystal, and we get to see that play out this episode. Loving how Mia from college is back. She's beautiful, and I want to see that play out so badly with her and Jeff, because I don't really like that relationship with Jeff and Alexis. So that was fun to see. And yeah, I think Adam is, changed a lot. And I think he actually is in love with Kirby. So that was interesting to see. I thought he would do something bad this episode because he's been too good, but he just is turning into kind of like an angel now. And obviously the Blake situation, didn't think that would happen, so that was pretty surprising with him getting kidnapped. What were your thoughts?
So the concept I had of this week was, this was such a great week, of course, and I finally came to terms with Adam being good, so now I don't want him to go back to being bad. Do enjoy his redemption arc, because they actually spoke about it instead of just letting us see it and not knowing where to go. So because they confronted it and they expressed it directly, I feel very comfortable with it. I do not like Crystal and Father Collins at all. I think it's disgusting. I'm actually very annoyed with Crystal. I was a fan of Crystal at the beginning of the season, but now Crystal hasn't done anything to deserve this. Like, I feel like Crystal hasn't gain my trust or confidence enough as a character to do this. Right now, she just seems very conniving, and she seems very manipulative, and her infidelity. And here's the other thing. So there's two people having an affair. Clearly, right. Blake slept with Laura Van Kirk, mm-hmm. Liam's mom. Crystal's officially sleeping with Father Collins.
Yeah.
Which one's worse?
Well, I think it drove her maybe to sleep with Father Collins, because she found the pendant, right, of Laura Van Kirk's pendant in Blake's office. So maybe she was like, you know what, like, I already know he's having an affair. So I'm kind of on her side for that. I think Blake, he had the chance actually to tell her, like, at the beginning of the episode, like, they were fighting, and she asked him, is something up? Like, you bought me that that necklace and stuff, and he didn't fess up. So I think she's just kind of sick of it, and that was what drove her to sleep with Father Collins.
I understand. Is she fessing up that she's sleeping with the priest? Did she say, hey, I kissed the priest? Did she fess up to what she did?
No. I mean, they're both in the wrong, I can understand.
Wrong. Look, two wrongs don't make a right. Blake slept with Laura Van Kirk. Yes, wrong. In his office, and possibly to get his company back. He would do anything to get his company back. On the flip side, Crystal is sleeping with a priest. Can we understand that she is sleeping with the priest? She's breaking so many vows, the vows of marriage, the vows of church. She's just, it's just a horrible thing to do. And she slept with the priest in their bed. She slept with the priest in their bed. She slept with it with the priest.
I thought they were on the floor and in front of the fireplace, or maybe it was both.
Oh, where's that floor? Where's the floor located? Where's that floor located? Bedroom. Was it in a hotel, motel? Was it at the priest's house? They didn't go back to the priest's house. They did it in the Carrington Manor. And I like to say the Carrington Manor. And I don't care what Crystal says. Crystal is not a Carrington, and she's proved it this time. Crystal Flores had sex with a priest in Blake's house.
My question too is, did the priest lose his virginity to her? Like, has he always been celibate? Because he took a vow, like, he's a priest. Like,
sure, but not all priests sometimes take the vow of chastity afterwards, or after they join the priesthood. Sometimes that can be later in life. So obviously this priest seems to know his way around women. I don't think it was his
Yeah,
I don't think he has Caleb's some moves. First time.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to break this episode down as thus. We're going to talk about this affair. We're definitely going to talk about Kelly and Donna, of course, Liam's perfect gift, Adam in the closet. That's the concept with Kirby and finding out Adam's turning good. Daddy did something very, very bad, gift. So we're going to talk about the gift and what it really meant. Crystal's charity gala, Cole Haynes, revenge plot, Sam rekindling his friendship, and Colby rekindling with Mia. We have all that. And then we're, of course, going to talk about Dr. Bailey, the kidnapping. We have our special segment, Wow, which is the hottest outfit of the episode, some news and gossip, and our predictions. So I want you to know this. Let's start off. We have to get right into the overall thoughts because it's crazy, but let's start off with, let's get to the juicy stuff. Let's talk about Crystal, Kirby, the confrontation, of course, and Crystal's affair with Father Collins.
Yeah, well, you know me, I like seeing the drama with her and Father Collins. I want to see her with Blake, of course, but it would be nice if she kind of just like fessed up and, you know, said it to Blake. I know now he's kidnapped, so that kind of puts it on like the back burner or whatever, but I would like to see kind of more of her and Blake be honest with each other. And I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon, because now he's kidnapped and that's like the main drama of that whole relationship, obviously. And in terms of Kirby, do you feel like she's turning into a little bit of Adam? Because when her confronting Dr. Bailey, that was kind of something Adam would do. You know, like she kind of threatened her a little bit.
Well, I mean, she really confronted Crystal, right? She told Crystal that she has to talk to Dr. Bailey because she knew Crystal was on board.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
But the fact that she basically promised Adam and then broke that promise and then went ahead and used it. It was twofold. So yes, she broke a promise to Adam, but she did it in his best interest and got her hands dirty without Adam having to get his hands dirty at all. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't like the fact that she told Sammy about it as well.
Yeah. Like almost right away too. Cause remember she texted him. She was going to text him. Yeah. And I was like, she just turning into a little, I don't know. She's turning into a mini Adam when before, like obviously not now.
Exactly. And they talk about it. Adam says, I'm trying to be above the gossip. I'm not trying to gossip. I'm not trying to be this person anymore. I liked Adam's new leaf. I like Adam being a good person. I'm actually on board for it now that he's spoken about it and it's something that he's acknowledged. I'm all for it. Before, I wanted Adam to be the rabble rouser, but there's so much going on that we don't need Adam to be that person. We do need Adam to be a good person. Adam is slowly turning into Steven, actually. Interesting that we end this episode with the kidnapping, and of course that's allegedly.
I know,
So is it the same people? Who knows? And the concept is my concept is, of course, that I feel that we need to realize that Kirby and Adam's relationship is evolving. I feel like Adam is finally slowly coming to terms with his feelings with Kirby, and Kirby is latching onto Adam. So it's good to see their partnership grow. I enjoyed the rumpus in the closet. That was a cute way to open it, bring it back. And of course, they acknowledged it also that Adam has done well after the liver transplant, and they acknowledged that things that were just basically missing out on last episode, they filled those holes. And so I really like that. Mm-hmm. Now, Kirby confronting Crystal, I'm on board with it, but I just think that it's going to cause a problem because she broke Adam's trust. Because she also let it slip, like maybe someone talked to them and did something. And so he.
Yeah, like I feel like when she said that, he was a bit turned off. Like he's like, hey, what did you say? What, you know, I think because he's trying to be good. So that's probably going to be a major fight for them if she keeps doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I think when they were at the party and Dr. Bailey was hitting on him and stuff, and he like just was looking at Kirby, like you can tell he's like really falling for Kirby. I don't know, maybe they'll end up dating for a while. It seems like he's pretty smitten and in love.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Because especially when he told Kirby to wear something nice, I thought that there was a plan in play, and yet there was no plan. Adam confronted Dr. Bailey again and refused him again, because obviously Dr. Bailey basically propositions him and says he gets caught for stealing the drugs for Kobe, and then so Dr. Bailey's like, we have camera, we have a witness, and. Propositions him for sex, and he goes, I don't get a warning. And she of course says, you get a warning for sex in the closet, you don't get a warning for stealing drugs.
Yeah,
he's like, it was for a good cause, it was for a charity, which of course is a lie. But then mm-hmm. later Dr. Bailey, I was like, Dr. Bailey's hot. I thought Adam and especially the old Adam would have done it,
but for sure
and then when I thought that when he pulled the contraption out in the beginning, that he had recorded her soliciting him and was giving her the recording, like, you're probably going to want this so that I don't record you because I have the recording. And it wasn't mm-hmm. with his pager. Like, Adam has really become a good guy.
Yeah. I mean, do you like seeing him being a good guy, or do you prefer the old Adam? I think it's more entertaining how he was before. And now I'm starting to like his character. I know you liked his character before when he was evil as well.
But. I like him now. I'm starting to like him. I liked evil Adam, but good Adam, especially because everyone else seems to be so evil, is also a refreshing factor in the show. It's like, we have a good mm-hmm. Adam. Adam is a good guy now. Let's pay attention to Adam. So I like Adam not being the conniving, manipulative, maniacal, dubious, mischievous Adam that he was. But it's also because specifically they addressed it and finally talked about it. So that had a lot to do with it. We also get Crystal trying to talk to Blake about why she got the gift.
I don't blame her. I mean, I think that's a telltale sign. If someone gets you jewelry, maybe they feel guilty about something. Would you buy a girl jewelry?
Maybe I don't buy. Listen. Listen, I'm not the best example of things you should use for things like this. Like, I don't feel guilty. I'm going to just tell you. I'm also like if I'm cheating on you, I'm not getting you gifts. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not the best example of things like this. I also don't specifically think I would cheat. I just would be like, it's over and move on. So
yeah.
I'm a horrible example of what to do to say you're sorry. That's probably not my strong suit. However, I will say this. Fallon's the one who put it in Crystal's head. Crystal's also projecting because she feels guilty for what she's done. And this is what I have. I have a problem with people who are on the high horse who act like their ish don't stink, as if they're not doing something wrong themselves. Don't judge others unless you want to be judged yourself. All I'm saying is people who live in glass houses should not be throwing stones. And Crystal lives in the biggest glass house of them all. She is sleeping with a priest. A priest. I might even forgive her if it was just a pastor. Pastors, just one step, like, we're pastors. Like, it's fine. But a priest, with a priest, you're crossing the line. You're crossing the line.
What do we think Blake's reaction is going to be when he actually finds out, if he finds out about this priest?
I don't know what his reaction is going to be. However, I think it's going to be something where Blake confronts her. Blake is extremely apologetic about being caught after the kidnapping situation, or however that unfolds. Is really extremely apologetic about getting caught with Laura Van Kirk. explains that he had to do it and he's so sorry and blah, blah, blah. And then he's going to find out about Crystal and that's going to be unforgivable to him.
Yeah.
Because you made me, it's like you made me jump through all these hoops to do this. You should, because people who dig only get dirty. And that's what Crystal did.
Yeah. I don't know what's worse, Crystal and the priest or him and Laura Van Kirk. Probably the priest and
don't
Crystal.
Change your mind now. Don't change your mind now. You were like, I think Blake is worse. Don't change your mind now.
Now that you were talking about it so much. And yeah, he is a priest. So that's pretty bad.
He's a priest. She's in his house. I mean, there's so many things that go on about this. Like, this is just so wrong. She also has an emotional attachment to the priest.
Right.
Blake doesn't have an emotional attachment to Laura Van Kirk. Literally, he smashed because he was in the moment. He could have smashed just because he's the alpha. He could have smashed just because he's conniving. Could have smashed to gain her loyalty. Could have smashed because he was trying to get his company back. But there mm-hmm. is no blossoming relationship between him and Laura Van Kirk as we see it.
Yeah, I think she likes him, but he doesn't, he doesn't like her.
Well, I mean, I don't know if she likes him because she screwed him over on this Maldives deal. The whole reason she sold the company to begin with is because of the troubles in the Maldives that he has to now go try to rectify. And that's how he ends up being kidnapped. And we'll see more of that in next week. So mm-hmm. she was using him. He was using her. It wasn't emotional. It wasn't a cry for help. It wasn't a lack of communication. It was none of the aboard. It was shallow. And once again, if it's wrong, however, it's the lesser of the two wrongs. And it's also Blake's not going around saying, hey, Crystal, I'm so good and you've done something bad.
Yeah.
Blake isn't starting fights. Blake isn't being distant. Blake isn't doing all the things that Crystal's doing and making his life more difficult and his life hell.
Yeah. Well, a big sign if someone's cheating on you usually is if they start pointing fingers at you.
Yeah.
So she's being pretty obvious.
That's what I'm saying. If she's accusing you, it's projecting. She is projecting. She has done something very, very wrong. And she's trying to do all these things that are right. But let's be honest, Crystal, just own up who you are. Just own up to who you are. That's all I'm saying, mm-hmm. Crystal. You want to be this good guy. You have been a part of murder. You have planned a person's murder. Stop acting like you're the better person.
Yeah, let's no, she always plays sins. The innocent card.
Exactly. So. Like, oh, I don't know. You tried to kill Alexis, the mother of Blake's children. You tried to kill her. You had a bodyguard killed. Like, you're not the best person. You understand? Your family is also the Mexican mafia. Like, you are not the best person, Crystal. Just, it's okay. We're not judging you, so stop judging others just because you feel bad.
Yeah, I'm playing that innocent card, which is actually pretty annoying.
So we get the storyline. We also get the storyline, of course, of Fallon. Fallon with the gift, Liam's gift. Do you think Liam's gift was perfect?
Well, if she got the band name right, or the leave it to her to get into that kind of pickle and literally just lie about everything, and it goes for like it turns to the worst in the end. So she's scrambling, but I just feel like she needs to just stop trying to pull that with people and like lie about being in sorority. And then she could have asked Liam, like, hey, actually, what, like, made sure it was his favorite band instead of getting it wrong. Like, she just kind of
The concept of being considered is she should have just been paying more attention throughout the time. She got the name of the song. Sure. She could have also Googled the name of the song. She could have just been like, who sings Lovelorn? Oh, it's Kelly Sisters, not Kelly and Donna.
So
She did it in the most Fallon of ways. But what do you think of Liam's actual gift? The gift that Liam gave is going to give Fallon, which she accidentally found by looking around and searching for it until she found it.
I think it's pretty cute. I mean, obviously, he cares a lot about Fallon, and like, he's not as materialistic. Like, Fallon obviously just thinks she can like buy some extravagant gift, and then, you know, she has to, or she does the band thing, which is cute, but, you know, she had to get like Cole Haynes' help and advice to get like to kind of try and get something sentimental, which is like kind of sad. Like, she needs to just like stop thinking of materialistic things. So,
well, is it really her fault? Look at who her family is, where she was raised, how she was born. Look at Alexis, look at Blake. A lot of it has to do with programming, and the fact that she's even trying says that she cares. I do not fault Fallon for trying. Fallon just isn't a sympathetic, empathetic, she's not an emotional person in that regards, and that is just different strokes for different folks. I don't blame her for being her. At least she's trying, and she does it in her Fallon way. Do I think that a Matt marriage license is a great gift? No. If you gave me that shit, I'd throw it in your face. Like, why are you giving me this pointless?
I think it's a cute gift, but I don't know. I would expect probably something else with it. Like, it's just for just that as a wedding gift. I'm like, okay.
So
like,
what do you think defines a good gift to you?
I guess something sentimental like that. And then maybe something not materialistic, but maybe something else that's like nice, that you could wear around or whatever. So that's just me though. I wouldn't be mad if someone just gave me the marriage license, but I would maybe expect a little something else with it. Is that bad to say? I don't know.
Some people like sentimental gifts. I'm not one of those people. I don't like cards. I don't like flowers. I don't like balloons. I just don't like, I think they're pointless. I would like a gift if someone's getting a gift for me, and that's the concept of a gift, and Cole Haynes and Fallon talk about it at the end, because Fallon is made to realize that her need to get a gift is actually selfish. It's not for Liam. She didn't even know the name of the band.
Yeah.
She just needs to win. A gift is something for me is to get me something that I would like, but I wouldn't want to pay or buy myself. So something I would actually like, but you're paying for it. And that to me is a good gift. So that's why golf clubs make a good gift for a guy, or something that the guy's interested in. It's just something they might not purchase for themselves.
Yeah.
So I think of that nature. And also, what do you get the people that just have billions of dollars who have everything? You really can't get them a gift unless it's something that they want, but just don't have the time to get themselves, like a collector's edition of something or something that's specifically private and they couldn't find it. And you give them, oh, I got you the first edition of Action Comics that you've been looking for since you were six. Something like that, because they have billions of dollars. It's not easy to get them the gift. So the fact that Fallon is even trying says a lot about her. And of course, she does it in the most Fallon of ways, which she goes after Kelly and Donna, convinces them that she is a charitable person and that she's a sister of Lambda. Lambda knew. Are you an authority? Like,
no, they don't really have sororities in Canada. And if you're part of one, it's not like the States. Like, it's not like the cool thing to do. But she should have known that. Like, if you're part of a sorority, they always have the secret handshake and they always have a song. Like, that's a given. So,
I mean, I knew about the handshake maybe, but a song, that's a bit much.
They always like chant a song usually. From what I assume from watching movies of people in sororities, but she doesn't really think before she does things. So I'm not surprised she got into that. Like, she could have just, I don't know, she could have done or written them a letter saying, I really want you to pay for.
But she wanted to make sure they did it. And I mean, she did it in the Fallon way. She's the Macaulay Culkin, the Home Alone of the Carrington family. She's going to get herself into trouble and then get out of it.
Yeah.
And Cole Haynes points it out at the end of the episode, like, only you can get all this trouble and then still come out looking good. And I actually felt like there was a little bit of, I mean, I felt the friendship between Cole Haynes and Fallon, but it felt like something more was developing too.
I think he still has feelings for her. I'm not so sure she feels the same way. Like, she just kind of confiding in him, but I know what you're saying. Like, I feel like he looks at her still in that sort of way where he still has feelings and whatnot. So maybe in next season or the finale, something will happen with them. Who knows?
I mean, I felt like some type of vibe. We'll see. Colhane, of course, Fallon asked Colhane for advice, and then Colhane asked for advice at the end regarding revenge on Vanessa and Dominique, because he obviously knows that they're trying to, they basically set him up just for the show. So everything has been a show, and he was obviously hurt. I mean, when you go into his apartment and this bachelor pad, but just sanitation wise, everything's on the floor and no laundry's done. And it looks like it's a mess. Like he's a slob right now. He's hurt.
And he cares what Fallon thinks, because he's like trying to hide the fact that his boxers are on the floor and whatnot. He definitely, there's something there. You're right. He still has feelings for Fallon. That's for sure.
No, I think it's feelings for Vanessa. He's hurt over Vanessa. Like, he got dumped. Like, not even dumped. He just found his heart got broken. So he's definitely sad.
I think he still likes Fallon a little bit. But yeah, obviously, mainly he's upset over Vanessa. But I wouldn't be surprised in the future if him and Fallon had a little something going on again.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
I also thought it was, of course, I don't know what's going on with Fallon and singing songs, but of course she sang a song, a classic, a song I'd never even heard, but she sang it. Did you know the song?
I had no idea what song that was. I was just thinking to myself, is this going to be another musical episode sort of thing? But she's a good singer. Hey, I had no idea what song that was.
I think it was recorded prehand. Mia, I really liked Mia. I liked Mia. Mia's very cute. I like Mia. Obviously Colby felt some type of way, didn't like Sam saying, like, outing him for being married, was not happy about that.
We'll get into that in predictions, but I think there's going to be something there, obviously, with Mia and Jeff. I liked her. She's a good style, very pretty.
I just enjoy how your all your predictions are things that are clearly going to happen. Like it's things that are specifically pointed out in the show and you're predicting them. It's like, Maddie,
well, we never know.
That's the show, Maddie. That's like literally like Colby specifically says to Sam, like Sam's like, so it's something between you and Mia, and he's like yeah, I'd like to find out. Like, specifically we see,
hey, but he's like, he's a married man. He could deny her advances, or he could say no.
Yeah,
so.
I just think it's like Rami is a criminal. They specifically show Rami stealing Maddie. Like, that's so fun. What are your thoughts on Sam and Kirby?
I thought it was cute. Finally, they got to like rekindle and become be friends again. I really like them hanging out. I think they're like a good friendship. Just like seeing how they their friendship blossoms, and I think it's cute. What do you think about them?
I mean, I think it was very cute that they, like, he brought the whatever Mona's, the Lonely Mona's or whatever shirt, and try to make up, and then mistook IMUB for I miss you.
Moaning Lisa. It's a band.
Lisa.
It's
Is
a
it
very
a real
good band?
Band.
Yeah. It's a band from the UK.
Yeah, like that's good. Oh, the Moaning Lisas. Yeah. Moaning Lisa.
You haven't heard of them?
You haven't heard of the Moaning Lisa? Yeah, they're right after the Moaning Myrtles. I get it. And Hogwarts, everyone listens to them. I really like their friendship, and you know, he's like, we haven't even talked in 2 weeks. And of course, when he hangs out with Colby, he brings it up the entire time. Clearly, it bothers him. He's as heartbroken as Colhane is.
Yeah, he needs more friends. He needs Steven to come back.
Yeah, Steven needs to come back.
I feel bad for him.
I don't feel bad for Sam. He's a billionaire also now with the hotel. So
friends-wise, he needs more friends.
Make a good friend. If he was a good friend, he would make more friends. And obviously, we show that people aren't good friends and they're not listening. They don't know each other's favorite bands and likes and dislikes. And tickets to Taylor Swift doesn't impress Kirby when she doesn't even like Taylor Swift. So,
I mean, I'm not a huge Taylor Swift fan, so...
That's crazy, because Taylor Swift doesn't even know you exist. So let's get into our special segment. Whoa. Wow. Let's get into our special segment. Wow. Where we pick the most fabulous outfit of the episode. What was your favorite episode outfit?
I really liked the Mia's pink outfit. So she had like the pink dress sort of belt with the pink purse. I'm just a huge fan of pink, as you can see. I really, really liked her style. That was cool. I have to say Crystal's necklace, that was obviously very pretty. And then Fallon's gold and yellow low-cut dress at the party, that was cool.
Well, I'm going to have to go with Crystal's outfit for the gala. That silver sparkly dress was amazing. She looked amazing in it. And I'm going to have to say that Kirby's outfit, which she borrowed from Fallon's closet, looked like she stole it from Forever 21. And I was not a fan. I don't know why they always have horrible outfit in every episode. Stop. You don't have to. You're Dynasty. I don't care what the brand is. I don't care. If it doesn't look good, it doesn't look good. And Kirby, that was the most unflattering outfit Kirby has ever worn.
You're right. It did look like more, it looked very cheap.
It did. It did. It looked like there was the store called Contempo Casuals back in the day. It was like the precursor to Contempo Casuals. And it looked like one of those. I was like, what is that dress? But wow, Crystal's dress looked amazing.
Yeah, she looks beautiful.
Crystal's dress looks amazing. Let's get into some news and gossip, shall we? Talking about news and gossip, Showbiz Cheat Sheet has been running an article regarding Natalie Kelly. If you don't know who Natalie Kelly is, she is Crystal from season one. And Natalie basically explains why she really left the show. That show departure was so quick and so unexpected. No one understood. And she, of course, is now one of the leads of The Baker and the Beauty on ABC. And so Natalie basically explains how she was the first Crystal and that she why she left the show and how she had signed on before she even read the script. And she basically had never seen Dynasty because she seemed very surprised of how it went. And so she felt boxed in by the material. So honestly, after the things she said, I felt like good riddance to bad rubbish. If that's how you feel, then if you're not a fan of Dynasty, we don't need to be a fan of you.
Yeah, I'm surprised she actually said that.
Yeah, read
That's
the article.
Pretty ballsy, yeah.
It's very good. It's a very good article. It's very in-depth. It's out there on Showbiz Cheat Sheet Dynasty Reboot. Basically, Natalie Kelly explains why she really departed the show. So make sure to check that out. Let's get into predictions.
Okay, well...
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Are you crying? What happened?
yeah, so for predictions, I think obviously we're gonna see what happens with the kidnapping. Hopefully Steven comes back. Maybe it's the same kidnapper. So I don't know. Maybe we'll see that. And then Kirby, I see her being a little bit more conniving and turning into Adam. Fallon and Liam, I think he might find out that she tried to hire the wrong band and he might be kind of upset, being like, you never listened to me, you didn't even know, blah 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 blah. And you know, Mia, I think something's gonna happen, obviously. I already said that with Jeff. And yeah, I think Crystal and Father Collins will keep seeing each other. What about you?
I think that Blake is gonna get found out first, and then of course try to apologize to Crystal and then find out about Father Collins and lose it. I think that the kidnappers should be involved somehow with the Steven concept. Steven has been gone way too long. I think that Kirby is turning into Adam as well, but I think that Adam may not like it as much as she thinks. And I think that Cole Hain is going to have an interesting vengeance dish that is served cold. So we'll see. Yeah. And we'll find out. But until then, where can people find you if you want to be found? Maddie Pox.
I'm on Instagram at Maddie Pox.
That's right. And of course, I am Tehran, literally at I am Tehran all across the board. Find me on hosting and paneling on a slew of other AfterBuzz after shows, because all of your favorite TV shows are my favorite TV shows too. For everyone commenting below, we appreciate you. Thank you. Comment, subscribe, share, spread the word. Share the love. Just don't spread corona. We appreciate you. Give us that 5 stars on iTunes. We appreciate you all for making us the ESPN TV. Until next week, same Dynasty time, same Dynasty channel.
Bye. Thank you, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.